I know some of you are really excited about this lesson, and I've wanted to cover this for a long time, and I feel like level four, it's basically the time where you've learned so much about being a witch and embracing who you are and who you've always been. Now it's time to talk about creating a coven and what that means and what that looks like for you. Now, the first thing I want you to know, because here's my disclaimer, if you do not want a coven, and if that is not anything that resonates with you, that is 1,001,000,000% okay. If you prefer to be a solidarity witch and you just want to roll solo, no problem. But there are a lot of people that really feel like they would benefit from having a coven. And they're either new and exploring witchcraft and wanting to have a safe and a judgment-free place to talk with other people, or they're advanced witches and they want to amplify their magic by bringing other people into their circle. The thing is that as a new person, sometimes we're really scared of the judgment from other people. So even the word coven, I've heard witches go, that just feels like weird. But truly, like the word coven is just like, it's kind of like the word witch. It's taken on this like dark, eerie tone. It's just a group. It's just a meeting of witches. It's just performing rituals together, celebrating festivals. You don't have to be Wiccan. You don't have to be pagan. And you don't have to talk about any religious practices if you don't want. It's about people coming together and not being ashamed of who they are. It's about having clarity and having friendship and having like-minded people with you. You know, listen, we're moving more and more towards an expansion of witchcraft. The world is online now. We're seeing a lot of covens and things being in groups and being online, and people just really wanting to go to others for that energy lift. You know, like I need to know that you're feeling this too, and I need you to get involved in the spell with me. So the biggest thing about a coven is that it should be formed from trust. So the interactions that you have with the other people in your coven, everyone has to feel nurtured and supported. You have to be somewhat like-minded and respect the other people if they don't necessarily agree with all of your choices. So everybody in the coven doesn't have to have the same political leader, but everybody in the coven has to respect, and I'm talking about politics because that's obviously something that's quite opinionated against. But you know what I'm saying is that you don't all have to agree to vote for one person, but you all have to agree that you're going to respect the each other's privacy and opinions. And so I think that's really important. Inspiring others is big in a coven. It's really moving away from this like selfish standpoint and being able to look at other people's magic and being able to offer the same amount of energy and encouragement and just really wanting to build them up. It's like being a team. If you think about any kind of a team, a hockey team, a baseball team, it's about learning and creating together. And it's about privacy. It really is about privacy. It's about, I have no intentions of feeling like I have to take your secrets and take your things and use them against you. So you have to be really careful with the people that are in your coven because, you know, they're typically made up of women, and women typically have very strong thoughts, feelings, and opinions. I wish and I hope for you to be able to have the friendship and have the connection with women that you could have where everyone fits in their own unique place. And I think that that's so important. I think it's important to, you know, have a safe space to explore ideas and learn about different aspects of witchcraft that each person can bring that element to the table. I think it's important to have someone who can do readings for each other, whether they're tarot or oracle. I think it's important to help manifest and to bring our visions into light. You know, I think it's so important for us to heal each other with our association and connection with our hearts. And so, number one rule, make sure that you trust the people, be safe, have fun, and respect each other. And the thing about a coven is you can really do this any way you want. You can have an outside nature meeting place that changes every time. You can meet once a week. You can meet once a month. You can meet once a year. It's whatever resonates with you. You know, there really truly isn't a lot of rules in witchcraft, and there isn't a lot of rules in spirituality other than, ever mind the rule of three, what you put out will come back to thee times three. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But when joining a coven and starting a group of any kind, make sure that you're on the same page with people. If you have a coven that you would like to, you know, really focus on, you know, following the moon phases and really focus on, you know, herbs and nature, and you have someone else in the coven who doesn't want to do that, they want to focus on bright lights and stardom, who knows? I don't know. There's a million types of witches and manifestors and shamans and healers out there. But the thing is that you really have to know that trust and communication is going to be key. Now, it's okay for you to, you could put an ad up if you want your local paper looking for other witches to join my coven. Or most times you would speak about it privately amongst friends and friends of friends. And there's nothing better than an advanced witch helping a baby witch learn and grow and welcome them into their practice and say, listen, this is how I can teach you and I can help you. And then watching that person do that for someone else. I think it's really important that we have like-minded mentors and friends who can be there for us and who can really help us understand energy and magic. So this isn't too long of a lesson, but it is just creating your own coven is like creating your own group. It's like creating your own flow, your own jam. You can do it. You can give a name to the coven. You can give a brand to the coven. You can give a sigil to the coven. You can make the rules. You can write the rules. You can write the rules with the coven, or you can write them before you even start it. But trust, respect, and love must be the precedent that you set for everyone in it, and continue that flow and that love. And just remember that the coven is never about taking people down, only about lifting people up. I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.